this political coliseum, we slay the rising beast with the fateful sword of truth that transcends hypocrisy and censorship. It's time to unleash yourself from the tyrants of media propaganda on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. This is Unleashed, the Political News Hour.
Welcome to Unleash the Political News Hour. I'm Chris Cordani, hosting this edition of the program. If you like what you hear, find me on X at Chris Cordani 1. That's at Chris Cordani 1, all smashed together. Chris Cordani and the number 1. Or you can find the organization I work with, Project Sentinel, on X as well, at PRJ_Sentinel. That's at PRJ_Sentinel. You can also see me on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and other social media. Hook me up there, because wherever I am in the virtual world, we have a lot of fun. Joining me later on in the show will be Major General Paul Vallely. He says we're in a war already, but it hasn't reached the arms stage as of yet, but we'll get into why and how. A lot going on. Let's hit the border. On the border front, the U.S. Supreme Court said this week that Texas is allowed to enforce a law which would allow local law enforcement officials to arrest people suspected of being illegal immigrants, from the Epoch Times. After the high court temporarily blocked enforcement of the law, the Supreme Court issued a decision to reject an emergency request which was made by the Biden Department of Justice, which argued that states have no right to enforce immigration law and that it violated the Constitution's supremacy clause. Well, I wonder what kind of supremacy that is, Mr. Biden. What I will say is states should have the right and do, and that's what the Supreme Court said, they do have the right to defend themselves and from any kind of invasion. That's what's happening. Technically, this influx of illegal immigrants is an invasion. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, is doing the right thing, was doing the right thing, and will continue to do the right thing. This is a man who serves his state. I know the left tries to demonize him. They, first off, if he was a lefty governor, he'd let Texas get overrun with everybody, and he'd be heralded as a hero. He wants to protect his people. His people like it. And a lot of these blue states are going to find out their rank-and-file voters are not very happy with the immigration policy as dictated by them as well. I have a feeling Governor Hochul is going to feel it sometime soon. Governor Murphy is going to feel it sometime soon in New Jersey. We're going to see this happen all around. California, well, they're probably, they're, at least that left coast of California is lost to the rest of us. Unfortunately, they determine where California goes. Hopefully, Steve Garvey pulls through, because I would like to see Adam Schiff lose, and I'd like to see him not be in Congress. That would be really nice. That's a wish list for everybody. Let's go to the books with Peter Navarro. Peter Navarro reported to jail, to prison, I should say, on Tuesday. He's pissed. Can I say that? I hope Malcolm... Well, you know what, Malcolm? You'll have to bleep it out if you hear it and you don't like it. But this is the word that we use for Peter Navarro, and rightfully so. Here's a guy who was thrown in prison for two misdemeanors. That's right, misdemeanors, all because he didn't want to testify against Donald Trump to a phony, unlawful January 6th kangaroo committee aimed at the Get Trump crowd, aimed at getting Trump and screwing him out of running for office ever again because the left is afraid of him. I've always said that Donald Trump pissed off, okay, hold on a second. I'm going to use a nicer word. He tinkles off the right people. Is that a better? That's better. I'll be clean here. Donald Trump tinkles off the right people. That's why his followers like him. And that's why the people who love the state and the government don't like him. Navarro just went off on Nancy Pelosi, Liz Cheney, and all the entire swamp before going to jail, prison. Here's what he had. Here's a little piece of what he had to say.
Every person who has taken me on this road to that prison is a friggin' Democrat and a Trump hater. Let me walk you through it. It starts with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who forms the J6 committee, blows away all the rules, improperly constituted, unduly authorized, an unlawful committee. She puts on seven Democrats, every single one of them, fact check it, every single one of those went after Donald Trump through two impeachments and the Russia hoax, and all they want to do is stop Trump. And the two Republicans on there were not Republicans at all. Liz Cheney, who hates Donald Trump because Trump told the truth about her daddy. Her daddy killed people with the Iraq and Afghanistan war, and everybody in this country knows that.
Now that, my friends, is what we call a classic 1970s-style burn on Liz Cheney. And of course, Dick, just to put in good measure there, Peter Navarro, I salute you for that one. He's holding his head high, going to jail, saying he did the right thing. And the fact is, the man's going to prison for misdemeanors. This is a complete joke, but this is what lawfare is all about. I'm glad Peter Navarro took his parting shots, and there are a lot more. You can find it on the NTD Live News Network YouTube page. You can find that there. It's also the full live stream is also on the NTD Television Network's page as well on YouTube, and of course their website. It's rather interesting, and you got to hear what the man has to say. And you think lawfare is bad against Donald Trump? Let's travel down south to Brazil. You think what's happening to Trump is bad? Jair Bolsonaro was thrown in jail. He was thrown in jail simply for being the conservative guy who won the presidency, and the socialists there won't let that happen again. You see, the Biden administration is trying to take a page out of the Brazilian socialist book. Throw your opponents in jail, make them look like criminals, and do what you have to do to stack up the court and throw whatever pieces of the book you can at them. Whether there's proof or not, or whether it's a small infraction or something made up to be a lot huger. Get this. According to Breitbart News, the government of Brazil indicted Jair Bolsonaro. I'm not very good at pronouncing some names. I should be a little more mindful of this, but I'm running through it today because this is really important. But Bolsonaro was indicted on Tuesday, according to Breitbart, on charges of, get this, conspiracy. Conspiracy. And inserting false data into government information systems, accusing him of falsifying proof of ingestion of a Wuhan coronavirus vaccine to travel to the United States. You know what? A lot of people really gave this thought. A lot of people thought, hey, let's just forge a card. But you could get in trouble for that. So get the jab or else. That was their big law during COVID. And now, what is this, four years down the road, Brazil is trying to throw Bolsonaro, or at least to keep Bolsonaro in jail over this. This is what they do. This is how it's happening. This is what the Biden administration is trying to do as well to Donald Trump and any of his associates. This is what they did to Peter Navarro. This is what they did to just people who happened to be near the White House on January 6th, or maybe somebody who touched a wall or was walked into the Capitol building. They didn't do any. No one did anything after the 529 insurrection. I didn't see a lot of big news stories after the infiltration of the Kavanaugh hearing. A lot of talk has been surrounding the idea that Mike Pence is not going to endorse Donald Trump. Personally, I don't care. That's his right. People don't influence my vote. Issues do. I don't care if I don't think anybody really is going home and saying, oh, I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm going to vote for Trump now because Mike Pence isn't voting for him. Or I'm not sure if people are going in saying, well, I was going to vote. I was not going to vote for Trump, but Mike Pence decided not to endorse him. I think I'll vote for Trump now. And nobody's really doing that. I don't care. I will say this for Mike Pence. He's his own man. Give him that credit. At least that's the impression I get. I disagree with him on this. I disagree with him on a couple of things. But he seems like a decent guy. And if he doesn't really want to endorse Trump, that's his business. It's not going to move the dial in any direction. Something you really should watch out for is the BRICS. The BRICS alliance, which is, 25, 30 nations now. The ambassador of this conglomerate of nations was discussing recently the idea of their gold-backed currency and the status of how that's working out. Basically, the man said, The days of dollar domination will end. None of this, oh, we're doing this, we're getting this, we're making this happen. I think we're going to challenge the dollar. We might make a legitimate challenge to the dollar as the world's currency of record. No. The ambassador said, the BRICS ambassador said, the days of dollar domination will end. These are nations that are pretty torqued off at us because, heck, we have administrations that have been irresponsible when it comes to spending. Print money. That might do fine for the very rich in America, but for most of the rest of us, not too good. You think that's bad? What about the other countries that have to deal with their currencies versus our currencies and using our currencies in regular trade because that's how it's worked over the last many decades? They're not too happy about this as well. I don't know if the BRICS currency is going to work as well because the R and the C, Russia and China, may fight for total domination. At this point, not generally because of them, but because of the way American leadership, and I'm using that word in quotes in its most loose sense at this point, how American leadership has treated our dollar. That's why what the BRICS are saying is dangerous and what the BRICS are doing is dangerous. I do have some good stuff for you for the latest health resources and product innovations that may well enhance your life. Check out the America Out Loud shop and use the code OUTLOUD to get special discounts for some really good stuff from our America Out Loud family. Check it out. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop. I'm Chris Cordani. Straight ahead, General Paul Vallely will be with me. We're going to talk about America at war on several fronts and something pretty horrible is happening with West Point. That's straight ahead on Unleashed, the Political News Hour. I'm Chris Cordani.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill, it's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Back on Unleash the Political News Hour, Chris Cordani here. You're listening to us on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Perhaps more than a few times you heard me say as part of the Tony Schaefer, The Hard Truth show on America Out Loud Talk Radio Network, that I tend not to mind having people like Joe Biden or Kamala Harris around for a few laughs. Their foibles and antics are funny, but what they're doing to the country really is not. So I want to clarify all of that. I don't like to toss around words like treason too easily, but considering the man in lieu of a president has signed our country away to the World Health Organization, and his policy goals reek of Klaus Schwab's dystopian porn collection. It's getting serious, and there is a lot more at stake than most care to know about in November. With me is a man who's giving us a huge heads up through a new book he co-authored with Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney and Ray DiLorenzo. It's called Beyond Treason, The Aftermath of Destruction. Welcome to Unleashed, the Political News Hour, Major General Paul Vallely.
Thank you, Chris. We have lots to talk about, that's for sure.
By now, we're used to the left's efforts to build a Jabba the Hutt-sized government. But slowly and surely, they've done it.
Boy, they sure have. But you know, when you look back over the several decades, I look back to after World War II and when America started to disintegrate, you know, after Vietnam, the late 60s, and then we proceed on through history and we see the likes of presidents like Obama and Biden and George Bush getting us into some unnecessary wars. We've really not had, in my opinion, since Ronald Reagan, who I consider a great president and leader, and President Trump. They were two great Republican leaders. But these Democrats have led us down a road that it's going to be very difficult to rebuild because they've been dismantling the Constitution, our laws, everything you can think of. And it's been intentional. And then you've got, as you mentioned, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum going. We have external threats from China. We have the cartels running the operation south of our border. And I think you mentioned earlier, I mean, we have had over 300,000 have been flown in. We had one Chinese who was interviewed. He flew into Tijuana and crossed the border in San Diego. And but my question is, too, where's the military to protect us? They're not doing a damn thing to protect us.
Oh, that's because the commander-in-chief is probably telling them to stand down.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we wrote a plan for Trump to take the cartels down in 7 days with a special ops mission. And the generals are sitting on their derrieres, more worried about CRT, critical race theory, DEI, and wokeism, and transgender. You know, I mean, re-enlistments are down. People don't want to come into the Army or the Air Force now. I mean, it's horrible. The recruiting, and they saw surrender with billions of dollars of equipment left in Afghanistan. We haven't won a war, really, Chris, since World War II.
This isn't even new. Do you remember back when Bill Clinton was president? He talked about how he loathed the military and wanted to see a day where America was not the strongest country in the world. Well, he probably saw that day a little bit later on when Barack Obama became president. Then and it got. And then Biden, I guess his ambition is to make it worse than Obama did.
Yeah. Well, Obama's running everything. We know
yes.
that.
Yes.
Biden's just a puppet. Obama's a puppet. He was set up for many, many years to enter in and become the Manchurian president, as we call him. You know, they're guilty of treason, aiding and abetting the enemies, giving money to Iran. Basically fortifying and strengthening the cartels. And so what we have here is a situation where we've had to write these books on treason because they've aided and abetted the enemies of the United States. Our presidents have. And to the dismantling of America.
You know, if only Mike Ditka would have run for Senate against Obama back in the mid-2000s. That would have been fantastic. Unfortunately, he apparently decided that he didn't want to run after a little bit. The guy could have won. He would have beaten Obama, you know, barring any screwing around with the election. But we'll put it at a different side. And we got stuck with Alan Keyes. I don't mind Keyes, but man, he just carpetbagged his way in there and got his nose handed to him. But here we are. Yes. A big point in your book is the weaponization of government. I want to get to this because it's a huge reason that we can call these guys actors of treason, if you will. This is something the Democrats have been doing for years, or they've been trying to do. And we're even talking about back in the Franklin Delano Roosevelt days, where he tried to stack the court. He used his executive powers to just reshape America and take sort of minimize the Constitution as best he could. an effort that is over a century old now, but it's coming to fruition, it looks like. And it's used to be the Democrats would find a way to do this overtly, and the media would say, well, or they'd feign some kind of objectivity and say, I don't know if they should be doing this. But now they're in lockstep, it's blatant, and they don't care.
They don't care. They don't care how they destroyed a great country. And as Randy Lorenzo, he's our editor of our newsletter, comes out every Saturday morning. Ray's sitting beside me now. Ray has written so much about what's going to happen and the awakening that's required in our country. Many people, Chris, still can't connect the dots of what's happening. They're going about their lives. The rich are flying all over the place, tennis tournaments, golf, as our country is dismantled. And look at the crime in the cities. What are these police doing about arresting these mayors these people, even judges that are violating their oath? These people should be arrested, and they're not. They're releasing criminals back on the streets as soon as they are apprehended. The murders are occurring now from the illegals. I mean, we're deep, as they say in Korea, deep kimchi.
Oh, yes. Or as Jar Jar Binks would say, deep doo-doos or something like that, right? Yes. again, not new, but when you use the word treason, when one uses that word, you think of Benedict Arnold. Okay, that's the easy one. But right. it's not as quickly converted it doesn't have an immediate aim like Arnold may have to turn over a war, or Brutus's assassination, or maybe Alfred Riedel's attempt. This kind of thing has been going on for the past few decades here, aimed at chipping away and destroying the United States as a world power, kind of like how European nations weakened themselves even as a full union. Now, again, it was more blatant the last many decades. This is an effort from over a century, but these people really sunk their or put their claws into power over that time, and they started committing these acts right under our noses, proverbially, in over the last 30 to 40 years.
Yeah. Well, look, we have a new situation today, a new environment. Not only do we have individuals committing treason, okay, we have institutions and organizations like the FBI that have worked, and with the, as you remember, the Trump, the Russian hoax and all that stuff. We had the FBI working with Twitter and some of these software companies out there. And so now you have people and you have institutions basically aiding and abetting the enemies. The amount of development technology that we've given the Chinese over the years, for example, we're even supplying the cartels with weapons and that they're getting through the black market. But U.S. law defines treason as a high crime that poses an extreme threat to the United States, a massive, dangerous betrayal. And that's what it is.
Wait a minute. You didn't read Clause 83. Clause 83 reads, unless the Democrats do it.
Yeah, right. And they're all guilty. But, you know, you got the rhinos. You got these weak Republicans that for the most part, they have no, I'll just call it cojones. They don't stand up and fight. You know, they send a letter. I see them on television. You know, they're on there giving a great, tough, like Jim Jordan, they talk tough, but nothing ever happens.
They do a good job giving the Democrats the what for, but moving forward, they don't really do much. You're 100% right here.
No, I'll tell you, if I was a senator, I'd get about 10 of them, and I'd march over a mile from the Capitol over to the White House and say, we're coming in, and sit Joe down and say, Joe, enough of this crap. We're going to stop it. This is what men do. This is what warriors do. They don't send letters and hope that the executive branch is going to come back, because that's what they do. And these hearings never amount to anything. I mean, we're totally broke at the top level. And then we have all these incompetent people. I don't know whether you know it, but I set up the first meeting between Putin and Trump in 2017 when I was in Moscow. And I can tell you the Russians are very sophisticated statesmen. They're playing a high game of chess. We're playing a low game of checkers.
Another thing, and you bring this up, it's really interesting. This is what men do. the senators just would sit down with the president and say, I'm sorry, this is not running right. We're going to stand up and try to work this out. That's what men do. Unfortunately, what has become the definition of man has changed over the years. That word has been weakened for a lot of reasons, but it's now generationally slammed into the heads of younger males to be, well, we kind of have to be more docile and let the women take over, or if there's an alpha guy, or he can do whatever he wants because there's no way to stand up to him because men don't do that anymore. I understand that. You see that here. Even the so-called men who, like you said, who shout and yell, aren't really doing anything. They're playing up for the camera.
Ray wanted to say,
I just want to say one thing. People have to understand this is not just an attack on the United States. This is an attack on Western civilization. This is an attack. This is a coordinated global conspiracy. Look at what's happening to Canada. Look what's happening to UK. Look what's happening to the farmers in the Netherlands and in Sweden and all over Europe. They are attacking them. They're attacking our food industry. They want us on our knees.
That's correct.
Until we yell uncle and say, okay, well, we'll accept anything you propose. Why are the rich getting richer and the middle class is being destroyed?
Well, you can't run a republic without a strong middle class. You have to weaken the middle class. Look at, here's something that people don't generally realize. A couple of years ago, Sri Lanka fell. Sri Lanka did just that thing. It was easier because they're a small country. The powerful got too powerful, decided to set up a system first off, the system was doing pretty well. They had a strong middle class, but then the system was set up where the powerful stayed within power. They made the middle class poorer. A huge gap between the two ensued. And then the country just fell. It died. They kept printing up money. It was worth nothing. And this is where America is headed. It's just going to take a lot longer if we let it.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. When you dismantle, you look what happened in World War II to the great cities of Europe that were destroyed, basically. And you look at when you dismantle a nation and break it from within, the organizations, the inept people, lack of leadership, the time, Chris, it takes to rebuild all that are decades. And
exactly.
Biden company, in a matter of 4 years, have completely dismantled us to a point now where it's going to take a decade or more to recover. And all it's going to take is really good leadership and people, but it's going to take a lot of money. I mean, we're $35 trillion in debt now. They're trying to dismantle the dollar. Wall Street seems oblivious to it all, you know, because they're trading their stocks and bonds.
Right? They're making money off of all this happening. With me is Major General Paul Vallely. He co-authored with Ray DiLorenzo and Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney a book called Beyond Treason, The Aftermath of Destruction. You heard from Ray as well, so we'll probably be hearing. Ray, if you want to pop in here, in and out, I would love to hear from you as well. I could go into the start and the beginning of all this from the Frankfurt School on Forward, and before the Frankfurt School on Forward, before Gramsci on Forward, because there were little seeds of this before the toilet paper diaries that Gramsci put together. I mean, that's what I call them, but I think you know where I'm coming from here. But we don't have a 6-hour show, so let's stick with today, just at this point, because we can dip backwards. Another word that's been thrown around several times because we are at war is civil war. The term, not word, civil war. While many might imagine us pointing rifles, pistols, flamethrowers, and crossbows at each other, our war is more informational, influential, and manipulative, with battlegrounds including the voting booth, social media, entertainment, public schools, academia, and public perception. A lot of those is the left have a lot of control over, and the right kind of was asleep at the wheel for, and again, I'm going to say it, 30, 40 years.
Yeah. But
General Vallely, political discourse in America, like, do you agree with me on this one? Political discourse in America hasn't been this bad since Barry the Tooth slinked away with the entire Alexander Hamilton Aaron Burr wagering pot and sailed to Portugal.
Yeah, I mean, in that way's infinitesimal. Infinitesimal compared to what these people are doing today. Why, Chris? Because of technology, social media, computers, cell phones, all of this stuff controlled, and like the fight with TikTok now, controlling our youth to a great degree. with 180 million viewers, I guess. No, America, the world has never faced what we're facing right now. And it's people, it's evil people that are creating this situation. And that's why they've got to be replaced. I don't know whether we put them all on an island somewhere or what we do with them, but boy, they can't remain in society anymore. You know, turned down like a West Point now, duty on our country. I mean, they're trying to destroy the traditions of West Point.
Yeah, that's another thing. I want to get into that next segment because this is something I just learned from you guys, you and your people who are working with you. And I believe Stand Up America is your organization, the Stand Up U.S. Stand Up America U.S. Foundation.
Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, yes.
So we're going to talk about that next segment. We have a few moments here. This battleground of social media, TikToks, and everything, if you will. It used to be the idea used to be, hey, we could share cat pictures and become a public square. But the government went into this fray and suppressed and worked with these many of these social media companies let's just say, I'll use the word censor, but shadow ban's another one, and highlight certain government friendly or communist friendly opinions over those which are, well, the let's just say the more preserve America and preserve the Constitution types, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I mean, it's just phenomenal. I mean, I'm 84 years old, Chris. I was born in 1939, and I've gone through a few things in my life, combat and so on. I was the oldest general to conduct a mission into Syria in 2012, I should say. I was 72 years old, led 400 men into Syria. So I've seen it even in my older age. I'm just not on television or radio, but I'm living what's going on right now and trying to pull it all together with the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. We've been around 20 years, but we probably have the best intelligence network in the country, better than the CIA. And we can gather this through our different intel people that we have in Europe, the Middle East, and in the United States. So we're privy to a lot of information that many people on radio and TV are. But you know, even on TV, Chris, it seems they read something, they pass it on. There's no investigative reporting going on other than a very few people, you know, like Laura Logan and a few others. But and that's why, I mean, America's basically asleep. We're in a civil war now. There's no doubt about it. And it's going to be a terrible 7 or 8 months or up to the election. And we really think Biden and his group, the DNC and Obama, they're going to create a situation that they're going to do everything they can to not allow President Trump to become president. So
they tried that in 2016, but I have a feeling, and here's my theory on this, and we're coming close to a break, so we may have to address this in the next segment. Here's my theory on this. None of them wanted Donald Trump to become president. The problem is, I wonder if any of them really liked the idea of Hillary Clinton becoming president either, because remember, she ran in 2008 where it would have been a slam dunk to beat whoever the Republicans put together. Yet the establishment or the let's just say the puppeteers found an even better patsy and more attractive one for the next 8 years. Then Hillary runs because it's her turn and all the other potential candidates preferred breathing over running against her. They didn't fortify the election enough for her to win.
Well, she's not a likable person.
Right.
No, even women don't like her other than the few liberals that support her, I guess. But she's not a likable person.
No.
And the easiest guy in, Obama, as we state, born in Kenya, probably wasn't even a legitimate candidate under the Constitution, but that's all still debatable. But he was placed in the flow there from Chicago, a community organizer to a senator and then to president of the United States. And you may remember, I mean, he's the one that purged over 120 senior officers in the military. That's where this all started, in degrading our generals and admirals that have gone woke, can't stand up for themselves now.
That's right.
Institutions like West Point. Yeah.
Chop the superpower off at the knees. Instead of helping other countries get better, We have to make ourselves weaker. That's the leftist philosophy. That's the Obama philosophy, and he carried that out. Get all the articles, podcasts, and pertinent news. Always the uncensored truth from a team of truth seekers who always, and I mean always, put God and country first. Check out all these great programs like the rest of Unleash the Political News Hour. There are five of us hosting. I handle the Wednesday evenings. Check them out. Check us all out. I'm Chris Cordani. Straight ahead, my conversation with Major General Paul Vallely continues. Embrace yourselves. There's more on Unleash the Political News Hour on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network.
Now, George Washington once encouraged us to animate and encourage each other and show the whole world that a free man contending for liberty on his own ground is superior to any slavish mercenary on earth. That's exactly what we do, as you'll see when you visit AmericaOutloud.news. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Chris Cordani back on Unleash the Political News Hour. You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. With me is Stand Up America U.S. Foundation's Major General Paul Vallely, who wrote a book called Beyond Treason, Aftermath of Destruction, with Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney and Ray DiLorenzo. You heard from Ray before, by the way. So we do have a lot to talk about. And we're talking about the treasonous activities of the left here, and yes, the establishment, which does, and I say does, encompass a fair amount of what one would call rhinos. Barack Obama has been a party to all of this, and we discussed that. I would have no doubt, General, that he's quarterbacking the Biden-Manchurian presidency to sink the country into Agenda 2030's fantasy. But it all boils down to treasonous activities as well. How deep are these guys and their cohorts into the Chinese Communist Party fold, or I'll put it this way, covert coffee clutch, if you will?
Well, deeply involved, and it's been written that over 30% of our members of Congress have been tied to Chinese money as well. That's been validated. But for many years, the radical left has been working to what we call normalizing treason, to make it socially acceptable. Jane Fonda, John Kerry, well-connected leftists and the ruling elites had the spotlight, as you may remember, during the Vietnam War. And so when you have Kamala Harris, for example, her claimed support for violent, destructive, city-burning Antifa protesters, I mean, that's burning from within the country, supporting this kind of activity. So subtly normalizing that, aiding and abetting the enemies of our country. I mean, it's just that's why our books are so important today. You just can't do what they're doing and get away with it. I mean, It's just incredible that we've allowed it so far. But, and that's why our book, Invisible Treason, Beyond Treason, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, all three of our books are all on Amazon. We go into depth in all of this, analyze it, exactly what's happened. You know, you dare wear a Trump hat today and you're attacked for it.
I want to stop you. That's funny, because think about this. Somebody wears a Trump hat wherever they go and they get beaten up for it for some reason. Then you had these women from the Democrat Party going, wow, you shouldn't have worn that. If you wear something like that, you're opening yourself up to being attacked. I know that I've heard this argument before at these same Democrat women. Well, we'll scream at you if you actually say that to them when it comes to being attacked.
But you know, Chris, what I say, you can't woke me.
Right.
All right. It's impossible. You can't sideline me, and none of us should be sidelined for any reason like that.
Right.
But, you know, we don't have people that stand up, the courage to stand up. Doesn't mean you have to get in a fist fight, but you got to stand up for what you believe. And too many people are just taken back. They don't fight. I'm not sure we have the patriotism left in America to rectify the situation now. There's been a lot of studies on that, whether we have the men today that will stand up like they did in the past. I know in Montana and Wyoming we have, but I'm not sure about LA and New York and San Francisco. But and then you have espionage. You know, you have continual sealing our secrets like China has done for years.
And we're supposed to be against that, but our country, or at least the men in lieu of a president and his particular administration right now, are allowing this to happen. Let's tie everything together with your book, your trilogy, actually, the trilogy you all wrote, and right. And what's going on today. We are not woke, okay? We're awake. But a lot of this is a lot of this also has to do with the government throwing some shiny keys at us, as well as the media. The shiny keys on both sides have been, we have a heavy influx of illegal immigrants swooping into America under the Biden administration. He took advantage of the end of Title 42, and it just became uncontrollable. While we're yelling about these sanctuary cities and the expense and everything else, or whether the Chicago mayor is blaming Donald Trump for, yes, he blamed Donald Trump for all of this. It was really funny. But what we're not noticing is something you've discussed in a recent article, and of course you discussed this in the book, and I don't want to get to this, that amongst, interwoven between all the economic migrants and the random criminals from the cartels or the coyotes are Chinese communist nationals and nationals from other adversarial nations, whether it be communist or maybe terrorist sponsoring types. They sneak into America and they find their way to their cells or find their way to communicate with their, let's just say, bosses/handlers around here or overseas and infiltrate the nation in many other ways.
Well, no, that's exactly right. And Chris, I don't know whether you've heard of the Club K system, the Club K system was a system that was given by Russia to Iran, and the Chinese have it. And these are containers. And these containers are put on ships or on 18-wheelers. And inside them is a Shahab nuclear-tipped weapon. That freighter can pull 50 kilometers off New York, open up its hold, and fire the Shahab missile, close it back down, and turn around. That's the Club K system. Learn about that. It's very important. And we think the Club K system is in America, can be remote controlled to destroy our grid system, for example. Also, put it aside, a military installation. They can interfere using cyber attacks and so on, even within the United States. So everybody should know about the Club K system. And then the Chinese came in and started operating ports in America. Gulf Tainer is one, Port Canaveral. Then during Jimmy Carter, the Chinese took over the Panama Canal. So they've been at work of infiltrating America for so long until the final attack. And now we're waiting. We think the attack may be imminent in Taiwan, which would then maybe lead to this internal attacks in America. I don't think they're going to launch nuclear weapons against us externally, but they're going to do everything they can to take us down by pulling down our grid system. It's so vulnerable now.
Well, they've also infiltrated our cultural institutions. The Chinese Communist Party has a stranglehold over the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
I actually found out on a program I watched called International Reporters Roundtable on NTD on NTD television. Okay, the idea is that they actually changed the CCP actually strong armed producers of the remake of Red Dawn, where the adversaries were originally going to be Chinese communists. The CCP made them change it to North Koreans. It's a subtle difference, but it's a big one. It may be two words to the fan, but it's definitely a show of superior influence over this institution and possibly our young people from K to 12, because the public school system is entangled in all of this as well in our cultural institutions.
Right. Yeah,
I'm throwing a lot of things around.
They control Hollywood now. The Chinese money controls Hollywood. They say now.
That's right. We should send Tigger after Winnie the Pooh, but that's a different story.
Unleash him.
Yeah. with me is General Paul Vallely, Major General Paul Vallely, and we're on Unleash the Political News Hour on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. I'm Chris Cordani. But what is... Here you go. I want to get into this. I want to talk about what Barack Obama's and the CCP's end game is and all. What the CCP's end game is. What's Barack Obama's end game if he's controlling all this and he and Biden are allowing these things to happen, or let's just say letting these things happen? These guys want their power too, but you think about it, if it's likely most of these guys who or the CCP or any kind of other communists, if they came into power here, they'd turn on Obama and Biden's cohorts after Biden is gone from here, the presidency, that is, and especially if they're loyal to their own home communists. What's the end game, you think?
I don't know. I think they're so naive to think they're going to come out heroes.
Right.
They're going to continue to control the power. The Chinese will just eat them alive. There's no doubt about that. They're such amateurs compared to the Chinese, and even Putin's plays a high game of chess. So I can't figure out why they want to do this, other than it's been the communist conversion of these people at Berkeley and other schools over the years, and they don't want a republic. They don't want a country run by the people. They want it run by a power organization. It's power and greed.
All for the cause. That's right. All for the cause. I want to talk about this other situation here. We talked about the military being weakened by the DEI and the Obama Biden social petri dish policies. This is also now going down to the great institution of West Point.
Right. Yeah.
You think there'd be one bastion of coolness and respect for America left in this country, and that would be West Point. But the communists have some kind of clause in there as well. Please tell our audience here about what's really going on there.
Well, it goes back. I graduated from West Point in 1961. But in the late 80s, West Point, all the teachers and instructors there were basically uniformed officers. Then in the late 80s, they started recruiting from the Ivy Leagues, these left-wing professors. And so over the years, they've come in and they've basically tried to tamper down any indication of building warriors, the warrior ethos, leaders for our country to protect America against its enemies, foreign and domestic. And so then under Obama, when he purged almost 120 senior officers, they started then to purge the ranks, and they brought in the CRT, DEI, the football players, the athletic programs. They started bringing in a lot of players who never ended up with a career in the military, by the way. They served their time. And so they've degraded the honor code. A cadet does not lie, cheat, or steal. They had a cadet that stole a watch from the PX up there. They let him graduate.
What about that communist guy, that weirdo that showed off his hammer and sickle and yapped about communism?
Well, you know, the social programs, because as you may remember, West Point's the oldest engineering school in America, founded in 1802 as the engineer school for the Revolution, for the Continental Army, by John Adams and General George Washington. And so over the years, they've gone from basically a focus on engineering under these social programs that expanded. And, you know, we looked at the number of speakers that have gone back to West Point in the last 10 years. Maybe one out of 10 has conservative values, constitutional values. They've all been left-wing. And so these generals today basically are following that path of what we call wokeism. So that's why we, a number of graduates last summer, we formed the MacArthur Society, named after General Douglas MacArthur. And it was all about restoring, reforming, and improving the United States Military Academy to continue to serve the needs of the Army and the nation. But we find out now that they're so woke that they're creating all these situations where they're changing, doing away with the General Lee statue. My class raised over $1.5 million for what we called the reunification plaza at West Point. And that basically was to bring everybody together from the Civil War and so on. Now they want to destroy all of that and all the generals. They've changed the names of the forts around the country. Taking if there was any fort named after a Confederate general, it was changed last year. And so it's basically it's rotten within right now to a great degree. That's why the MacArthur Society. We're looking to restore the honor system and the high standards of West Point.
Yeah, I'll give the lefties their grievance against Nathaniel Bedford Forrest. So I'll give them that. But General Lee is a lot more misunderstood and more complex as a man than most people realize.
Right.
General Lee was a West Point grad, and people not many people remember that or even were even taught that. But he was a West Point grad. He didn't really fight for the South in a way. He fought for the South because Virginia was in the South. He wasn't. A lot of these guys fought it for that side because it was their home. Yes, I know there were plenty that fought to preserve slavery. We get that. But there are a lot of these guys, like Lee, who shouldn't really have his statue taken down because he was a great military mind. He was a big part of American history,
Right.
and he was a complex character. They think a lot of young people 20, 50 years down the road could learn from.
Yeah, and we want to take that all away from teaching anymore. We don't want to teach history. We don't want to teach what happened in our country to build it to where it was.
They don't want to give homework anymore. So I guess you make history, you deplete history, you make it lazy history, and the teachers don't have to grade papers as much anymore. Maybe that's what the problem is.
We also formed the Borman Commission 2.0. Hopefully, it will be funded by Congress that will restore the traditions of the academies. The Air Force is going through the same thing. Annapolis, the Naval Academy, the same thing at West Point is. And so it comes right from the White House to General Austin, the Secretary of Defense, on through the Chiefs of Staff of the different forces, on down to the academies. So this is well planned out. And we don't have one general on active duty that is standing up to this.
No, and even
Not one.
right, that's sad. Now I do understand that. I work with some people who will say the higher up you get, the more political it is, and that's not always the case. But I understand in pretty much anything, whether it be the military today. I'm not saying the military yesterday, but I am saying corporations, academia. A lot of these things, you kind of maneuver things politically, you get somewhere, and you still have to answer to the institution, if you will, or the people in charge of this, and that's. That doesn't help. So my next question, when you bring up, hey, there are no active generals who are fighting against this, what about the politicians? What bothers me is Republicans who have been allowing this to happen for the most part. And I'm not talking about just giving lip service and sitting down. I mean, they just allow this, perhaps maybe with a little slow down sign, but no real desire, actually in actions, to stop this train.
Well, yeah, and then they bought into the COVID fraud, where they released thousands of soldiers and naval and Marines because they wouldn't take the jab. Then they tried to recall them and they wouldn't come back for the most part. And so they all bought into this COVID fraud, and now they still haven't apologized for it. And
they expect all of us to say, "All right, well, we get it. You're bad. Let's just move on." No, these people shut down. They fired military members. They shut down businesses. They kept things going. Some of these blue state governors killed elderly people while refusing help from the Trump administration at the same time. And they expect all of us to forgive them and keep voting for them. And too many people are doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Still vote for them.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just horrible. Well, the only thing I can say, Chris, we have to have a spiritual awakening in America first. We've got to get back to trust, honesty, integrity. We need that in our people. We don't need to solve things politically. We have to look through a reality prism and solve things looking at the real facts, and then we can solve the problems in the cities and overseas. But we can't put political spins on anything anymore. It's too serious. And that's, of course, what the politicians want to do. You know, because they want to legislate. They want to slate crime. They want to legislate the border. All those laws are there. They just have to follow them. But they think they can, everybody in car, well, we're going to legislate. We're going to put in a bill. That's not what we need. We got enough of that bureaucracy and legislation.
Pencil pushers only know how to push pencils, General. Major General Paul Vallely, thank you for being with us here. The book is Beyond Treason, The Aftermath of Destruction, written with Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney and Ray DiLorenzo, who you did hear from us in the past segment. We heard from him in the past segment, that is. Quickly, where can our listeners know a little more or find out more about the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation?
Well, go to our website, standupamericaus.org. Make sure you put the U.S. in there, standupamericaus.org. You can donate. You can help us out. We have great people. We need support continually. You can use any of our articles on that website. You can distribute them to your friends, whatever. Get our books. I mean, we are really preparing the Bible for the future here of what we need to do to survive. So along with the good Lord, we'll be able to survive all this, but we need that spiritual awakening. There's just too much going on, that is lying, cheating, all of that, and we just can't tolerate it anymore.
And you can get all the articles, news, podcasts, and pertinent things that are happening around us. Always the uncensored truth from a team of truth seekers who always put God and country first on AmericaOutloud.news. I'm Chris Cordani. I want to thank you for joining me. I want to thank you, General Vallely, for being with us.
Thank you, Chris.
You can find me on X. I keep wanting to say Twitter, but it's X. I'm at Chris Cordani One. That's at Chris Cordani One. You can find the organization I work with, Project Sentinel, at PRJ_Sentinel. I wish they would have given us enough characters to put that in there, but that's a different story for a different day. I'm Chris Cordani. This is Unleashed Political News Hour on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Let's unleash the truth.